Hello, 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 everybody, and happy Monday to you. I heard two conversations recently, and the conversations both had to do with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And during both of these conversations, I heard someone make the comment, "Well, you don't really see those anymore," referring to the gifts. And they weren't being malicious or anything like that. It was just their experience that they had not seen the gifts of the Spirit operate in quite some time. It kind of surprised me, but beyond that, I felt this nauseating feeling, and it clung to me. And I looked up the word nauseate. That's how strong it was. And nauseate means to feel disgust. And I went home, I prayed about it, and I believe the Lord spoke something very significant to me. He said, "The nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are what make my church supernatural." You see, the nine gifts of the Spirit were designed by God. He developed them, He created them, He gave them, and He intends them to be used by us, His church. He gave them to us so we can grow, we can bless, we can encourage, we can heal, we can know things that otherwise we would have no way of knowing. Those are just some of the things that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will do, not only in church, but out and about where you are, in your home, where you work, where you shop. And so, you know what happens when a gift is not used? When a gift isn't used, we ignore it. We are no longer honoring it. We no longer find it special. I have been guilty myself of receiving gifts, and they are so special. I put them on a shelf and don't ever use them, and then they kind of deteriorate. But sometimes gifts, if we get them and we don't value them, we just kind of put them on a shelf. And we don't ever think about them again. We just kind of let them fall by the wayside. Now, I don't believe anybody watching this, anyone who is born again, spirit-filled, would say, "Oh no, Deborah, I love the gifts. I honor the gifts. I want the gifts." But maybe you don't know what to do. Maybe you don't know how to activate them. Maybe you don't know how to flow in them. Maybe you're afraid you'll make a mistake. And so sometimes in situations like that, what we do is we put the gifts on the back burner. We pretend like they're too difficult, or we say, "Well, God, you know what? I've got so much going on in my life right now that I just don't know if I have time to be available for the gifts, to study about the gifts, to learn about the gifts. I'm just not sure I can handle that." But my friend, do you know that the gifts of the Spirit can operate in your very own life? The gifts of the Spirit may be the answer to what you need to solve some of the dilemmas in your life. So I think we need to get back on the stick, and we're going to do that by talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. This is where I first learned about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 14, but verse 1 tells us how we should personally feel about the gifts of the Spirit, how we should look at the gifts of the Spirit. And so I think this is really important because everybody needs a starting point. And I just got the notification here that my battery's dead. So I apologize, or it's getting ready to die. So I'm just going to plug in here and hopefully we didn't lose the live. There we go. Battery, yay. But 1 Corinthians 14 tells us what we should be doing regarding the gifts of the Spirit, how we should behave or feel about the gifts of the Spirit. And in the Amplified, which I love, it says this. It says we should earnestly desire and cultivate the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I would say the first thing, if you say, "You know what, Deborah, you're right. I used to flow in the gifts," or maybe you say, I've never been used in the gifts of the Holy Spirit." Well, God needs you. He gave these gifts to the church. He is the one that designed them, and He placed His Holy Spirit within us, and they're there in seed form, but we need to develop them. And 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 says, we should earnestly desire and cultivate them. It's not just enough to say, "Oh, I want them, I want them," but we have to do something to cultivate them. And I believe the first thing to do would be to lay your Bible open to 1 Corinthians 14 and tell God, I'm available. I'm available for these gifts. I honor the gifts that you gave the church. I'm available for them to flow through me. God won't let you go astray. He's not going to let you make a fool of yourself. If you honor His word, He will honor you. So, as we earnestly desire and zealously cultivate these gifts, I think one of the best things we can do is study about them. What I did when I first learned about them decades ago was I had little, like pocket-sized books by Norval Hayes. And one of the books explained the gifts in like kind of a general way, and then each little book went into that particular gift. And I read them over and over and over. They've fallen apart by now, but I can still read them. But it explained so much. And I found that as I begin to study and as I begin to read and pray about the gifts and tell God I was available, guess what? They started operating in me, and they started operating pretty quickly. And I was really thankful for that. Dr. Summerall has another great book. And of course, we could always look to Dad Hagen for his information on the gifts of the Spirit. Another absolutely fabulous resource. But I want you to look at it like this. Think of yourself as a piece of pipe, a PVC pipe. It's hollow, there's nothing in it. But when you attach it to plumbing and somebody turns on the faucet and makes a demand for water, what happens? Water comes through that pipe and goes and meets that need. Somebody needs a drink, somebody needs to take a shower, somebody needs to water their lawn. Think of yourself as a piece of PVC pipe for the Lord. And when humanity has a need and they reach for that faucet, God can use you to flow through you in a gift of the Spirit. Maybe He wants to give someone a word of knowledge. Maybe He wants to do a miracle. Maybe He wants you to give them a prophecy or confirm something to them. Think of it that way. Now, when this happens, whenever I sense that God wants to use me in the gifts of the Spirit, I do two things, and I believe this will help you. Number one, anytime I feel maybe a word coming to me, or I feel like I need to go to somebody and lay hands on them, pray for working of miracles or something like that, what the first thing I do is I tell God, I humble myself, God. I humble myself under your mighty hand. Now, why do I do that? Because humility is the opposite of pride. And when you're in pride, it's very difficult to be that clean, open pipe that God can flow through to humanity. When you humble yourself, you're telling God, I don't have this figured out, but I know you do because I sense you resonating. I sense you moving in my spirit, and you're leading me, you're directing me, you're highlighting someone to me, you're impressing me, you're unctioning me with something. I always humble myself first. That way I know it's not me. I'm not in pride thinking, oh, I gotta go do something. No. When you humble yourself, you are submitting to God. And submission is not a dirty word. It's a great word. Amen. The second thing I do whenever I feel the gifts of the Spirit coming on is I pray for pinpoint accuracy. I pray it would be God's timing, and I pray it would be exactly what the Holy Spirit wants. Timing is important because let's say you have feel like you have a word of knowledge for somebody. What is a word of knowledge? It's the way things are right this minute. And you are confirming, usually is the way it works, to somebody something that already might be stirring in them, but you are bringing that confirming word. So whenever I feel that God is giving me that word, I might want to rush and do it right now. But maybe there's not an opening. Maybe the time has not presented itself. And sometimes I have found that I have to hold that word, and then God will make a way sometimes where there doesn't seem there is going to be a way. And then that word will flow beautifully, and it's just a wonderful thing. It brings a great encouragement and revelation to that person that it's for. So, two things. Whenever I sense the leading of the Holy Spirit, whenever I sense one of those gifts beginning to stir, I humble myself, so I'm gonna make sure I'm not in pride that I think I've got it and I can do all that. No, I humble myself. I tell God, Lord, I humble myself under your mighty hand. That's exactly what I pray. I've been doing it for decades. I humble myself under your mighty hand. And then number two, I ask God for pinpoint accuracy, timing, exactly what He wants so He can flow through me in whatever gift He wants for the time. The more you do this, the more it will happen. The more God sees He can trust you and that you're hungry and you desire it and you honor it, the more he will honor you by allowing you to flow in the gifts. I want to read something to you that the Lord impressed me with in prayer this morning. He said, "These are gifts, and I expect people to use them. I expect my children to use them. They make the church, my body, supernatural. I am your guide. I am your teacher. I want to flow through you. Take the stopper out. Don't try and rewrite my word and say that you don't see the gifts much anymore." Well, whose fault is that? The Bible says they operate as the Spirit wills. This was God's idea. The Spirit is always willing. He's willing, but He needs us to be skillful in these things so that He can flow through us. Amen. I want to thank you for being with me. I appreciate you watching. And I just want to say, for those of you who live in the Sarasota area, Sarasota, Florida, tonight begins Brother Keith Moore's Greater Faith Conference at Faith Life Church. He's also broadcasting it, live streaming it, I believe, on Facebook and YouTube. It's all week long, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you need your faith to grow, maybe you need it to grow to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, but if you need your faith to grow, which we all do, I encourage you to tune in all 5 nights to the Greater Faith Conference. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.